Anything Goes with Lise Avery is brought to you in part by Full House Productions in New York City. Sound excellence.
Welcome on in, my friends. Get ready to have your jazz, standards, and classic pop served up with a twist. I'm Lise Avery, and this is Anything Goes. And let's bring in our buddy Tony Bennett with our theme song.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use for leather words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose that anything goes. Today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
An unexpected and yet exquisite combination of three eminent fellows from the world of music, Yo-Yo Ma on the cello, Mark O'Connor on the violin, and Edgar Meyer on the bass. And the cut we just heard was one that was written by Mark O'Connor and arranged by Edgar Meyer. It was called Emily's Reel, and you can find that one on the Appalachian Journey CD on the Sony Classical label. And before that, another cut from that same album, another reel, as a matter of fact, this one written by Edgar Meyer, and he called it the Cloverfoot Reel. And at the top, we had Mr. Tony Bennett, along with Count Basie and his orchestra, and our theme song, Cole Porter's Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, bringing you an eclectic mix of standards and jazz and classic pop and a little bit of just about anything else that I call Anything Goes, and I hope that all is going well with you. And, well, speaking of a little bit of just about anything else, I'm very glad that you've joined us today for this edition of Anything Goes, because it's a very special one. We're going to be hearing a lot from Edgar Meyer in this edition of Anything Goes. Luckily for you, you've happened upon one of our very special Legends of Music series programs. If you're new to our Legends of Music series, well, first of all, welcome on in. In our Legends of Music series, we spent part of our program, sometimes a series of programs, focusing on a terrific musical artist. And when we're able to, we bring you not only biographical information and music, but my interviews with these extraordinary folks. And today, I'm going to be sharing my interview with the bass player, Edgar Meyer, and for the next two editions of Anything Goes as well. Now, the thing about Edgar is that he really fits into our Anything Else category because he's known best as a classical musician, but he hails from Tennessee, and he's been known to dabble in all sorts of genres from bluegrass to pop. And he's played with everyone from Garth Brooks to Yo-Yo Ma, and from James Taylor to the Chieftains. He's frequently found performing classical music with his friend Joshua Bell and then plucking with Bella Fleck. And we'll be hearing part one of my interview with Edgar Meyer coming up in the next set here on Anything Goes. So please be sure to stay close by. I know that you'll enjoy Edgar's company and his musicianship and his perspective. If you're a regular listener, sit back and enjoy, because this is going to be a good one. And if you're a new listener, well, welcome, and your timing is excellent. Meanwhile, let's take a walk in the shade with Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers.
Hi, this is Edgar Meyer, and you're listening to one of the most eclectic mixes of music I've ever heard on the radio. Anything Goes with Lise Avery.
In the shade of the old apple tree, when the love in your eyes I could see, when the voice that I heard, like the song of the bird, seemed to whisper sweet music to me, I could hear the dull buzz of the bee in the blossoms, as you said to me. With a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you in the shade of the old apple tree.
In the shade of old apple tree.
Apple tree.
When the love in your eyes I could see.
I could see.
Mama, when the voice that I heard, like a song of bird, seemed to whisper sweet music to me.
Music to me.
I could hear the dull buzz of the bee.
Buzz of the bee.
In the blossom, as you said to me.
Said to me.
Mama, with a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you.
Yes, shade of the old apple tree. Ya-di-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Yada-yada-yada. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Louis Armstrong hanging out with the Mills Brothers in 1937 in the shade of the old apple tree. I'm Lise Avery, and we're hanging together here on Anything Goes, and I thank you for choosing Anything Goes on your radio dial. Whatever kind of a day you're having, I certainly hope that Anything Goes can add a smile to it, because that's why we're here, to bring you the best music we can find and, well, maybe introduce you to some new music and artists that you love and hopefully make your day just a bit more fun. And on behalf of my executive director of production, Mr. Phil Lee of Full House Productions in New York City, I thank you for taking the time to share an hour with us. And we're going to be right back after this very short break with more Anything Goes, so please don't think of going anywhere, because we sure do enjoy your company, and because on the other side, we'll be talking to Edgar Meyer. So be sure to stay close. This is Lise Avery with more simple ways you can change the world. Did you know that you have a carbon footprint that contributes to global warming? We all have one, and the size of our carbon footprint tells us the amount of greenhouse gases we create, directly or indirectly, by our activities and our choices. Here are some simple ways to reduce yours. Turn your water heater or central heating down a degree or two. You probably won't notice the change, but you'll save money and energy. And when you're not using your TV, your computer, or the lights, it takes less than a second to turn them off. If you only run the dishwasher or washing machine when you have a full load, you'll save energy, water, money, and soap. You can have a much smaller carbon footprint and save money, too. Log on to anythinggoesradio.com and look in my green links for more information. Small changes can mean big rewards for our environment. To underwrite a commercial with a conscience message like this one, contact us at Anything Goes with Lise Avery. Well, hey there. Welcome back into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, mixing up the music in a way that I hope is to your liking, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with me. By the way, if you'd like to take part in programming Anything Goes, well, please do, because I'm in this to learn about the music, and there's an awful lot of you listening who are very knowledgeable, so if you have something to share, please don't hesitate. It's not hard to reach me, either by email or regular mail. You can send your suggestions or anything else you want to sound off about to Anything Goes with Lise Avery, P.O. Box 314, Rutherford, New Jersey, 07070, or by email to info@anythinggoesradio.com. And if we use your idea for a program or a music set, well, we'll send you a little gift to say thanks, too. And as we move right along here on Anything Goes, if you've just joined us, you've come at a very opportune moment, because in this edition of Anything Goes, you'll be hearing part one of my interview with the extraordinary bass player Edgar Meyer, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But first, let's hear from Edgar Meyer on his bass, along with his good friend Bella Fleck on his banjo, and a little ditty from Johann Sebastian Bach. Edgar Meyer. On the upright bass, Bella Fleck on the banjo, and their unique interpretation of Bach's Prelude No. 2, and you can find that one on an album called Music for Two on the Sony Classical label. And Edgar Meyer joined me here at Full House Productions not long ago, and I asked him about that big instrument he plays and about who influences his playing. Here's Edgar.
You are a double bass virtuoso. Can you tell us what a double bass virtuoso is?
Well, I just play the bass. You know, I play the upright bass. You call it acoustic bass, double bass, string bass. Looks a little bit like a big violin. But that's how I spend a lot of my time. And I guess a little bit unconventional in using the instrument a lot as a melody instrument in addition to collaborating with a lot of people. I think traditionally the instrument's thought of as the backbone of the music and the kind of the underpinning, but it's also an interesting instrument to actually expose and to actually hear what it can do. So that's part of my life.
So the instrument that you use to play classical and bluegrass is the same instrument that we hear in jazz music, essentially. You're just using it with different musicianship.
I think that's right.
Okay. It's the same physical instrument.
Yes, it is.
Okay, with a different man behind it creating a different sound.
Yes.
When you say creating more melody behind it, do you, I'm going right off my questions immediately, but do you derive your work from Ray Brown or other jazz musicians at all? Who are your primary influences?
Well, it, you know, a question like that, I get in a lot of trouble very fast because I would certainly be able to list 500 primary influences. And having had 25 years to kind of sort this out, I have decided that, you know, my primary influence actually is J.S. Bach, and my other big ones for me are Beethoven and Mozart. Of bass players, first of all, I would say that bass players are probably not the biggest influence on what I do, but of bass players, no one influenced me more than Ray Brown did. And once again, Ray Brown is somebody who's somehow maybe more than a bass player. You know, he had a point of view about music and knew a lot about it, and that probably was part of his influence on me. But you can't deny the way of playing and the voice that he had either.
What kind of a bass instrument do you play? Does it have a year that it was born and a place that it was created?
Bass that I primarily play was made in 1769 in Florence, Italy, by Johann Baptista Gabrielli. And it's a bass that my father fell in love with around 1958. I was born in 60. And this bass, I think my father coveted this instrument for many years. And he knew the man who owned it after a certain point, George Hofer in Savannah, Georgia, who was a school teacher like my father, taught orchestra, and they stayed in good touch. And in 1983, when I was 23, George called my father and said he was ready to sell it. So I've played the bass since 1983.
He sold it to your father or to you?
Actually, to me at that point, because my father wanted me to have it at that point because I was 23, and he thought that it was the thing I needed professionally was to have a great instrument like that.
But your dad was, in fact, a bass player as
yes,
well.
Yes, that's
that right?
Right. Yes.
Were there other musical influences on you in your family? Do you come from a musical lineage?
Well, none that add up to what my father contributed. My father loved music in kind of an unbelievable way, and certainly a lot of reverence for it, also just a lot of sheer pleasure, and that was simply the environment that I grew up in, and so that seemed like a direct pass. I mean, music was something that was completely central to me since I can remember. And that, you know, coincidentally, there were things like, you know, one of my mother's brothers played bass, one of my father's brothers played bass. So there was stuff laying around that was unusual in the degree of coincidence, but the big influence was my father.
You were surrounded by three members of your family that played the bass, though. I can't let that go by. That's extraordinary. Don't you find that extraordinary?
Well, you know, a lot of them worked on a farm, too. But, I mean, it doesn't seem extraordinary to me.
I understand that,
yeah.
But you can acknowledge that that would be a little unusual.
I acknowledge it.
Okay, thank yes. you. Mr. Edgar Meyer, talking about the beginnings of his career as a double bass virtuoso, where he says, I just play the bass. All right, Edgar. If you are looking for more information about the music of Edgar Meyer, you can find Edgar in my musician and band links at anythinggoesradio.com. And this one can be found on an album that Edgar recorded with Yo-Yo Ma and Mark O'Connor called Appalachia Waltz. Here's Edgar and Mark's arrangement of the traditional tune called Chief Sitting in the Rain. From the Appalachia Waltz CD, that was Chief Sitting in the Rain, as performed by Edgar Meyer, Yo-Yo Ma, and Mark O'Connor. Next week, here on Anything Goes, we'll hear more from the varied work of Edgar Meyer, including some cuts from his new solo release called Self-Titled Edgar Meyer, and we'll hear cuts where Edgar is joined by pop artist James Taylor and by classical artist Joshua Bell. And Edgar's going to tell us about his work habits and how he creates his music, and I can tell you that I was sure surprised by his answer, and I know that you will be too. So please put tuning into Anything Goes on this terrific radio station on your dance card for the next few weeks, and hopefully each week after that. I'm Lise Avery, and I thank you for hanging out and sharing Anything Goes with me. And if you've just joined us, welcome on in. Coming up after the break, where I'll be hearing from Fats Waller and a couple from Miss Peggy Lee, along with Benny Goodman. And we'll be back to this mix of jazz, standards, and classic pop in two shakes. Would it surprise you to know that of the 40,000 elected parliament members around the world, less than 17% are women? It's true. Even in the United States Congress, less than 18% of the representatives in the House and Senate are women. At the International Women's Democracy Center, we're working with women in countries large and small to change those statistics. IWDC provides women leaders around the world with the tools and skills to engage in local and national politics. To create the better world we all want in this new millennium, we need women's voices to help shape policy, politics, and decision-making. Log on to IWDC.org now and learn more about IWDC's mission and programs and to make a tax-deductible donation. IWDC.org, strengthening and expanding the role of women leaders worldwide. This caring message brought to you by AnythingGoesRadio.com and this station. All right, my friends, welcome back to Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, and I thank you for keeping me company today. I know you have a lot of choices on your radio dial, and I thank you for choosing this station and Anything Goes, because without you, there'd be no show. How about we kick off this set with a couple of great cuts from Miss Peggy Lee, along with Benny Goodman and his orchestra.
A kick in a chicken, the magic in June. It's just Elmer's tune. Listen, listen, there's a lot you're liable to be missing. Sing it, sway it, any old way and any old time. The hurdy-gurdies, the birdies, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man on the street, the city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon.
This is Jimmy McHugh III on Anything Goes with Lise Avery. And as you know, my grandfather wrote a lot of great songs with Dorothy Fields, and here's one of the best of them.
Over, crossed over, if I never I had a set, I'd be as rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Nice clarinetting. Norma Dolores Ekstrom on the vocals with Benjamin David Goodman and his orchestra. Yes, I'm just being smart alecky. All right, raise your hand if you are surprised. That was, of course, Miss Peggy Lee along with Benny Goodman and his orchestra. You knew that. And a couple of cuts from 1941. We heard On the Sunny Side of the Street and we heard Elmer's tune. And, well, those cuts felt so good. I think we need to bring Dolores and Benjamin back in a little bit later on in the program. What do you say? By the way, Peggy was all of 21 years old when she made those recordings, and now here's a really amazing fact about Benjamin. Benjamin Goodman had 11 siblings. 11. He was the Goodman's ninth child. And I'll leave you to ponder that fact without any further commentary from me. I'm Lise Avery, and I thank you for spending some time with me. And if there's something I can do for you, like a song dedication, or if you have a question, or if there's a song or an artist that you'd like to hear on Anything Goes, please just mosey on over to anythinggoesradio.com. Just point your browser in that direction, because it would be my pleasure to play your favorites and, of course, to tell everyone that it was your idea. And you might want to check back once in a while so you can keep up on all the contests and stuff we're always giving away. Right now, it's just about break time here on Anything Goes, and when we return, we're gonna get rowdy and make trouble with our jump boogie set, as we usually do. And on the other side, we're gonna hear from Jimmy Durante hanging out with Al Jolson, something from Billy Joel, yeah, the pop artist, and of course that other Peggy Lee and Benny Goodman cut that I promised you. But right now, we need an appropriate transition to help us to get rowdy, something from someone who knows how to have a good time, someone who knows how to swing, something from Fats Waller.
You know what Georgia ham is. Yeah, watermelon, that's it, yeah. swing it on out here.
Did you know that over 100 million trees are chopped down each year to be made into junk mail? So, if we recycled all of the junk mail we receive every day, 100 million trees could be saved each year. And those plastic bottles that we buy soda, milk, and water in are adding 2 billion tons of bulk to our landfills each year. You can help by making that call to take yourself off of those junk mail distribution lists. Choose reusable bottles whenever you can, or better yet, instead of buying your water in plastic bottles, consider a water filtration system. And please, make recycling part of your daily routine. Help Mother Nature to lighten her load. If we all work together, we can truly make a difference. For more information about recycling and ways that you can help, log on to anythinggoesradio.com. This commercial with a conscience message was brought to you by your friends at Bastet Productions, LLC. Anything Goes with Lise Avery. Commercial with a conscience. Coming up next here on Anything Goes is our Greater Minds moment. Whenever we have a few minutes, we're going to share with you some thoughts and statements from great minds. And some of the folks we choose may be from long ago, like Confucius, and some may be contemporary, like Maya Angelou. Our intent is to take a moment or two from our busy lives to contemplate the perspective of a great mind. If you have something you'd like to share about any of our quotations, or if you have a great mind to suggest, please feel free to email me at info@anythinggoesradio.com, and you might just find some of your wisdom included in our Greater Minds moment. Today's Greater Mind is Maya Angelou. She was born Marguerite Ann Johnson on April 4, 1928. She's an American poet, memoirist, actress, and an important figure in the American Civil Rights Movement. Maya Angelou is known for her series of 6 autobiographies, starting with I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Her volume of poetry, Just Give Me a Cool Drink of Water Before I Die, was nominated for the Pulitzer Prize. Love life. Engage in it. Give it all you've got. Love it with a passion, because life truly does give back many times over what you put into it. Nothing will work unless you do. You can only become truly accomplished at something you love. Don't make money your goal. Instead, pursue the things you love doing, and then do them so well that people can't take their eyes off you. If you can find it in your heart to care for somebody else, you will have succeeded. You may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated. In fact, it may be necessary to encounter the defeats so you can know who you are, what you can rise from, and how you can still come out of it. When we cast our bread upon the waters, we can presume that someone downstream whose face we will never know will benefit from our action, as we who are downstream from another will profit from that grantor's gift. I have found that among its other benefits, giving liberates the soul of the giver. Prejudice is a burden that confuses the past, threatens the future, and renders the present inaccessible. I've learned that you shouldn't go through life with a catcher's mitt on both hands. You need to be able to throw something back. I believe the most important single thing, beyond discipline and creativity, is daring to dare. There's a world of difference between truth and facts.
facts can obscure the truth. A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song. I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. All right, my friends, we're back here in the swinging land of Anything Goes, and as we always do, we are going to spend the last part of Anything Goes stirring up trouble with a jump boogie set, and we're going to begin with that cut from Peggy Lee and Benny Goodman that I promised you.
Hi, this is Davy Jones, and you're listening to one of the coolest mixes of music I've ever heard. Anything Goes with Lise Avery.
Thank you.
Mr. Billy Joel, and a performance from more than 30 years ago, if you can believe that, on an album called Street Life Serenade. And Billy called that cut the root beer rag, and not for nothing, but Mr. Joel really does know his way around a piano. And from Miss Peggy Lee, along with Benny Goodman and his orchestra, we heard Shady Lady Bird. And that song was originally written for the Broadway musical Best Foot Forward, with music by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine. The score of Best Foot Forward also included a song called Buckle Down, Winsucky. And you're tuned into Anything Goes on this terrific radio station. And, we're spinning an eclectic mix of jazz, standards, and classic pop. I'm Lise Avery, and we always finish up Anything Goes with a romp in the fast lane called the Jump Boogie Set. And we'll be right back with a real piano player, along with Al Jolson and Jimmy Durante, just after these quick messages. So don't go anywhere, because this next cut is too fabulous to miss. Sometimes musical performances leave people speechless. From a wheelchair in the nursing home's cafeteria, 62-year-old Betty listened to a Music for All Seasons musician playing songs from her youth, and she began to sing along. She hadn't uttered a sound in 3 years. In the pediatric ward of the local hospital, 3-year-old Kimberly and her friend Jamal learned some new ways to express their feelings. Margot, a Music for All Seasons musician, played her guitar while Kimberly and Jamal sang about how much they miss their families. Music for All Seasons is a nonprofit organization that since 1991 has been bringing the power and healing of live music to residents confined in facilities. To learn more, visit them on the web at musicforallseasons.org or call toll-free 1-866-524-MFAS. That's 1-866-524-6327. Music for All Seasons, professional performances for hope and healing. All righty, my friends, getting right on back to boogieing and jumping around. I'm Lise Avery. You are tuned in to Anything Goes, and I don't know, you'll have to picture this. If you can imagine Jimmy Durante on stage with Al Jolson, well, I guess you don't have to imagine it, because here they are.
Mr. Rembrandt needed a piece of canvas before he could paint a thing. Benvenuto Cellini needed a chisel before he could start sculpturing. And folks, Jolie needed a great piano player before he can start to sing.
Al, stop worrying. I'm here. Go ahead. Let your voice start to ring.
Say, James, do you play a compliment?
A compliment? I never heard of that song. How does it go?
No, I mean, can you play classic stuff like Levant or Jose Iturbe?
I'm even better. Can Jose Iturbe play this? Or 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 this? Jose, make way for Nosey.
Why, Jimmy, you're sensational. What are we waiting for? Let's go. Cause it's a thrill when a real piano player sits down at the keys. It makes him weak in the knees. They hear him. Oh, what a kick when a real piano player starts to tinkle away. It makes a boy slight again when he goes. Beside myself.
Well, I can understand your bliss. Don't get excited, Al. Compose yourself.
But Levant was never like this.
Listen close.
Oh, hear those harmonies.
You know, this is very tiring. I can play with all my might.
Here's a dollar, kid. Don't stop. Keep playing all night, cause it's a thrill
when a real piano player sits down and plays the keys.
Two beers upstairs. Bring them right up, sir.
And you'll notice, Mr. Jolson, I don't need Larry Parks to play the black keys.
I've been sad. going, boys. Let's hear that beat. Make that old piano smolder with heat.
He can't resist it. Just look at him shake. Take the break. Paderewski, I turby. What guys I admired.
Forget them all, son. Name your prize, James. You're hired.
What a thrill. When a real piano player sits down at the key. Sits down at the key.
Mr. Jimmy Durante cutting up with none other than Al Jolson all about a real piano player. And it's time for me to really give control of the airwaves back to this great radio station and to thank you for sharing this hour of fun with me. But please, meet me right back here next week for more of these hijinks, including more from Edgar Meyer. And if you'd like to know where More Anything Goes can be found between now and then, and to send me your suggestions and dedications and maybe win yourself some great stuff, log on to anythinggoesradio.com and don't forget to fill out my guest book while you're there. Anything Goes is written and produced by me, Lise Avery. My engineer is Phil Lee of Full House Productions in New York City. Until we meet next, be kind to yourselves, each other, and the Earth. I'm Lise Avery. It's been a pleasure and a privilege. Tony, come on in and take us on out.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use for leather words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today.